Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee and Grammy-winning guitarist Joe Walsh is best known for his work with the Eagles and the James Gang. But he is also the son of a military flight instructor who was killed when Joe was only 20 months old. Now Walsh has started a new charity to benefit veterans organizations.
Our guys are coming home shattered. And I just decided that I can do something about it to help.
We'll take you to the inaugural Vets Aid concert outside Washington on this week's American Cafe. Joe Walsh is known for his guitar skills, first as a member of the James Gang and then later as a member of the rock supergroup The Eagles. He has received multiple Grammy Awards, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and was a Kennedy Center honoree. But not many people know that Walsh is also the son of a military flight instructor who was killed while on active duty in Japan in 1949. The 69-year-old guitarist told me that because of his own history, he wanted to help the families of veterans, especially those coming home from Afghanistan.
We're at war. This is an ongoing war with no end in sight. And there are more and more troops coming home. And the transition back to civilian life is almost too big of a mountain to climb. And I just decided that I can do something about it to help.
Walsh contacted others in the music industry to try to organize what became Vets Aid, a concert series along the lines of the Farm Aid program, spearheaded by country entertainer Willie Nelson. The guitarist and singer says that finding acts able to perform was more difficult than he thought until he called country entertainer Keith Urban.
Keith called up and said, you know, I could actually do it, but I can't really get my band there in time, but I could come in, like if there's a house band, I'll be there. And then he called up and said, I'm bringing my whole band. And Gary Clark Jr. had a commitment on the West Coast, and so I had written him off, but he called up and said, you know, I'd much rather be there with you than do what I'm supposed to be doing out here. So I'll be there. And Zach, he's so hot right now, but he said, hey, I got to be there too. So he changed his tour around.
As fans lined up outside the venue, several veterans aid organizations had tables or booths where people could sign up to help. Amanda Beatty is the wife of a former U.S. Marine Corps canine handler. She and her husband have started a charity called Semper Canine.
I can remember when I was a child and Farm Aid was huge. So the minute I heard Vet Aid, I knew exactly what it was for. And I just think it's great because that's what my husband and I have dedicated the rest of our lives to, helping veterans. So any organization, musician, person, whomever it is that's giving back to veterans, I just love it.
Got a call from my neighbor this morning. Told me my baby was gone.
Inside Fairfax, Virginia's Eagle Bank Arena, blues musician and singer Gary Clark Jr. started the nearly four-hour show to a crowd of around 7,500 fans. Clark, who's called the chosen one for his guitar skills, included a cover of the Beatles' Come Together in his set that had the fans cheering.
This is an honor for us to be here tonight. I want to thank the great Joe Walsh for sending out the bat signal. And I want to thank all the vets and their families for all that you've done and all you do. And we want to show our love to all of you tonight.
Keith Urban had the crowd on its feet with several of his hits, including Sweet Thing, Blue Ain't Your Color, and Wasted Time. Then country superstars and multiple Grammy winners, the Zac Brown Band, performed several of their hits, including Colder Weather and Chicken Fried. The players also showed off their virtuosity by covering two guitar anthems, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen and the Charlie Daniels Band's The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Before Joe Walsh took the stage, Illinois Democratic Senator and combat wounded veteran Tammy Duckworth, who lost both her legs when her helicopter was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade in Iraq, urged the crowd to get behind Vets Aid.
So tonight, I'm so grateful for my friend Joe Walsh, and I'm proud to introduce him. I'd also like you to join me in dedicating tonight's performance to the memory of his father, Lieutenant Robert Newton Fiddler. And now,
Joe Walsh gave the fans what they came for, playing several of his hits, including Life's Been Good, In the City, and covering an Eagles hit, Take It to the Limit. Then Gary Clark Jr., Keith Urban, and Zac Brown joined Walsh on stage for the evening's final song. Joe Walsh told me his goal is for veterans to realize they are not alone, and he hopes that realization can be the beginning of healing.
It's like a forgotten war over here. You don't see it on the news or anything. But we are at war. And like I say, guys are coming home shattered. Raising the public awareness so that we all start to help vets is my goal. And the second thing, like I say, is to keep the small guys going. And that's kind of what I want to do. This is a new thing. I've never done this before. Tonight's launching it. So we'll learn as we go. But I think we're off and running.
Several charities, including Operation Mend, Warrior Canine Connections, Stop Soldier Suicide, TAPS, and the Semper Fi Fund will benefit from the concert. Joe Walsh says his goal is for veterans to realize that there are others like them in the world and they are not alone. Now, what do you think? You can let us know about your opinion on this story by logging on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.